This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 6th. God's word for you today is Glory Road. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 to 17. And it says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." The second thing about God's dream for you is, God's dream will take you on a journey of uncommon path. Please read Genesis 39 to 45. It is the story of Joseph. God's dream will take you on a journey of uncommon paths. The dream will mostly be of a palace without a prison. When God tells you about the dream or shows you the dream, God will show you the palace, but it will seldom show you the prison. Why? It is because if God shows us that the prison is on the way to the palace, many of us will not go. Many of us will insist on remaining in our Father's house where we are provided for. God will show you a dream filled with the palace, but it will not show you the betrayal of Potiphar's house. It will not show you the incarceration with hands stuck in chains. It will not be part of the picture, and you can ask Joseph. He will tell you. Ask the Jews when God told them he was taking them to a land flowing with milk and honey. God did not say there were giants in the land, but for those of us that are in the new covenant, we have the privilege of understanding and seeing the big picture. That when God has a palace picture for you, there is usually a prison on the way, and there is usually a betrayal of Potiphar's house on the way. You have the privilege of seeing the end to end of these stories, so you know that even while you're seeing the palace, you understand that there are challenges on the way, because that is the reality. Ask Jesus. He told them about his resurrection and that he came to glorify the Father. But when the time came for the cross, he went to Gethsemane and said, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me." Jesus, the Son of the living God, saw the suffering and begged for it to be removed. But thank God that his prayer did not end there. He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." If you're going to be great, you must get to a place in the fulfillment and the pursuit of the vision that God has for you, that you surrender your will and let God have his way. If you cannot, you are going to struggle and remain perpetually in the babe state of your life, and everybody will pass you by because they are stepping up and embracing the journey. Heaven is saying, embrace the journey. It leads to the next level. You cannot get a crown without a cross. I pray that you will embrace the journey, God's vision. In Acts 9, verse 10 to 17, please read. God told Ananias to go and pray for Saul. Ananias would have preferred another assignment, because this man kills Christians. But God said, "Go and tell him what he will suffer for me." Even though God's vision for Paul was huge, to speak before kings and rulers, God still said he will suffer for him. God's dream will take you on a journey of uncommon paths. So let his will be done, not yours. Let us pray. Father, please give me the grace to keep the vision of the palace before me while I go through the uncommon paths you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.